Your smarty pants over there said to you, you're gonna go outside and say something to him?
Rumors lead to conflict.
What was your tension with him?
He recently said that he went to my house and beat me up.
And conflict leads to contact.
Randy found it necessary to try to reach in my window and hit me.
What did you go outside for?
Because he threatened me with guns in his car, and I have my pregnant girlfriend with me.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 20-year-old Cody Fabruski is suing former friend, 20-year-old Randy Spencer, for kicking his car during an argument.
Order. All rise. It's case number 204 on the calendar in the matter of Fabruski versus Spencer.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
All right, Mr. Fabruski, it is your claim that the defendant kicked your car.
Correct.
You want him to be responsible for the damage to your car.
Correct.
Mr. Spencer says he did, in fact, kick your car, and he did that in order to protect both himself and his girlfriend. I'm going to start with you. There was some difficulty that you had with the defendant because you heard some rumors that you thought he was spreading about you?
Correct.
How long do you know each other?
Since diapers, Your Honor.
What rumors had you heard that he was spreading around about you?
Just rumors to my girlfriend saying that I am no good to her, and just around town saying that I'm a known drug addict and I'm just not a good person. And
that you're not a good person.
Exactly.
And you had heard those things for about how long?
I'd say 2 weeks before.
2 weeks before what date?
The 9th of June, 2013.
Now, I want you to tell me what happened on June 9th.
On June 9th, I had just finished my meal about 6 o'clock at Country Cafe, a local restaurant.
Who were you with?
I was by myself, Your Honor. My witness was the chef at the restaurant. I had finished my meal, and I had proceeded to exit the restaurant when I noticed the defendant and his girlfriend were walking in. Figured it'd be a good time to just leave. As I went to get in my car and leave, parked by the exit was the defendant's girlfriend's car with probably four people around it, not either of them. So I kind of just sat in my car for a minute to see if they were going to leave. I didn't really want
Why?
Because I knew that he had a problem with me. I didn't want a confrontation.
Well, he was in the restaurant.
I know, but from what I could see, it looked like he had people kind of waiting around. He knows my car. It seemed like they were waiting to see if I was leaving.
Well, you were leaving. You were in your car.
Yes.
And they were in the restaurant.
And they were in the restaurant.
And there were people standing around her car.
Exactly, who I wasn't trying to have any episode with.
Well, so you just get in your car and you leave.
Yes, I mean, it's a very small parking lot. It's not.
All right, so come on.
So I go to leave. I figure just get out of there. And as I go, with the defendant, Randy Stutz, coming out of the restaurant. And, you know, I just said, whatever. I put him out my window and I said, Randy, what's the deal with all the rumors? What's going on? And at that point, Randy found it necessary to try to reach in my window and hit me. And then he started spitting in my car, telling me to get out of the car, telling me to fight me right there, telling me, let's settle this. Told him it's not necessary. I'm by myself. You know, I'm not going to get out of the car with you and all these people. I mean, it's stupid. So I rolled up my windows. I called 911. I told the police I have a person outside abusing my car. And
well, he's not doing anything to your car right now.
Well, he's spitting in it, ma'am.
Okay, go
so
ahead.
Then he tries to open my door, and I lock my car with the windows up, and then he kicks my door. So now he's kicking my door, and his girlfriend knows that something's going on. She runs out of the restaurant. She sees this going on. She yells to him, Randy, he's calling the cops. He's calling the cops. So then they all get in the car, and they book it. And I actually followed them for a little bit so I could give the police the license plate number. And from there, I went to the police station, and I had the sheriff's department come down. I pressed charges. They took pictures of the
car. Can I see your police report?
Yes, you can.
And this happened in the restaurant parking lot?
It did.
Did the police press charges against Mr. Spencer?
We did, and I believe it was malicious destruction of property over $250. The court date did come up, and I had a tragic family accident, and I was unable to make it. And I
Actually, so the case was dismissed?
So the case was dismissed.
Did you witness any of this?
I witnessed the whole thing.
Just stand there. Your version.
All right, we got to Country Cafe, Country Convenience. I was inside. I saw the plaintiff, Cody, leave and go into his car. But he waited for me to go outside. Me and...
Well, he went to go outside.
When I went outside...
Shh. Slowly. You came in.
Yes.
He left.
Not the parking lot. He left.
He left the store.
Yes.
Where was girlfriend?
She was with me.
So you and your girlfriend came into the store.
Yes.
He left the store.
Yes.
And let's go very slowly.
We proceeded to buy what we needed to buy.
What did you buy?
I was buying snacks for my pregnant girlfriend.
I see she's pregnant.
Yes.
Great.
Thank you.
A gold star for you.
All right.
You figured out that it worked.
Yes, it did work. But we proceeded to do...
did you buy?
I bought a chips and a Gatorade.
Who did you pay for the chips and the Gatorade?
The lady that was running the counter.
That's not all they purchased. She had come over to the cafe, Country Convenience and Cafe, and she had ordered a sub.
So she came over to where you were?
Yes.
And ordered a sandwich?
As Randy was walking around the store picking up snacks.
Let's get it right.
I was not in the store when she proceeded to buy a sub, ma'am. I went outside, and that's where he came over to my girlfriend's car.
Just a second.
Yes.
He walked around.
As the girlfriend was ordering a sub.
Did he purchase anything?
I wasn't really paying attention at that point. I don't think he did, because when Cody had left, the girlfriend proceeded to say, Randy, he's leaving. Are you going to go say something to him? So Randy had left the store.
Just a second. So the girlfriend, Miss Stupid, said to him, are you going to go and say something to him?
Yes.
And then he went outside?
And then he proceeded to go outside.
Oh, I love this story. You know how I know that he's telling me the truth?
How?
I'm going to tell you how. Because you, sir, certainly did not go outside with a Gatorade in one hand and chips in the other to go and have a conversation with him, because Miss Smarty Pants over there said to you, you're going to go outside and say something to him?
I didn't walk out with a Gatorade and chips.
Of course not.
No, she had them because she was getting
a sub. No, she didn't. She had gone over to order a sub.
Yes.
And you said, 2 seconds ago, you said,
yeah,
I bought my girlfriend Gatorade and chips. I said, who did you pay for them? You said the person who was at the convenience desk.
Yes.
Now, because she was standing over next to him ordering a sandwich. So she didn't have a Gatorade and chips.
The cafe.
Listen to me. I don't believe you.
Okay.
So you went outside because girlfriend said you're going to say something. Oh, stop holding your belly. You're not the first pregnant person around. When you said you're going to move over away from him, and you don't have to hook arms. You've already done enough trouble. When you said to him, he's going outside, you're going to say something, what were you referring to?
I never said that. And the thing is, I had my little brother, his little friend, and my girlfriend out by my car, which he's 15, so no one was going to attack a 20-year-old. And Randy was outside at this time when I was ordering the sub, and I actually never purchased the sub because I left, because my girlfriend came inside and said, we have to leave because Cody's threatening us with guns. So that's when I ran out to my car, and then I got in it, and my car is parked between a telephone pole and a tree, and Cody had blocked it in, so I had to drive over someone's lawn to
get out. What did you go outside for?
To talk to Mr. Fabrowski.
About what?
What has been going on.
What?
We both knew that we had tension with each other, and I went outside to talk to him to see what was going on.
What was your tension with him?
He recently said that he went to my house and beat me up, or tried to beat me up, and I wasn't there. And that's the rumors that I was hearing from him.
Sit down. Now you're outside, and he's where?
In his car.
And what happened?
Words were said, explaining the rumors.
No, I've been explaining. You go outside.
Yeah.
Where's girlfriend?
She's still inside.
Go ahead.
All right. After like 5-10 minutes of me and Cody talking in the parking lot, she comes outside. The only reason why I proceeded to kick his car is because he threatened me with guns in his car. And I have my pregnant girlfriend with me, her little brother that's 15.
Why do you keep calling her your pregnant girlfriend?
Because that's my child. What if he has a gun and something happens? Then I lose my child.
Oh, my God. They should use a chip or something.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She's not going to be able to what?
Pick up her sub right now. Because they had to leave because the police were there.
Did you finally get your sub?
And later today,
I want to know where June's rent was.
Where June's rent was?
Yeah, you were supposed to pay $350 for June. Why didn't you pay it?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Cody Fabroski says former friend Randy Spencer kicked his car during an argument outside a convenience store.
All right. Can I see the damage to the car?
Can. Would you like just the pictures or the estimates as well?
Both. What's your last name, sir?
Goulston.
You know both of these people?
This is not
yes.
The damage.
For how long?
A few years. They're my brother's age.
This is an estimate.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
These are two different
How long
estimates.
Have you been working at the store?
About 3 years now.
Now, you're going to tell me your version of what you saw.
Okay. So, as Cody had left the cafe, Randy and his girlfriend had entered at the same time. From the front, Cody had exited the back. So, Randy is walking around the store picking out food. The girlfriend comes over to order a sub. As she's ordering the sub, Cody's leaving. She says, Randy, you're going to go say something. Cody's leaving. Randy exits the store, goes outside. Cody stops his car, and they continue to have a verbal argument. His girlfriend exits the store. As she walked out the store, I peeked out the window just to see what was going on. And I proceed to see them. Yeah, I can't hear them. They're yelling at each other, arguing. Cody's window goes up, and Randy continues to kick the side of his car. Cody then gets on his cell phone, and the girlfriend comes in, says they're not gonna be able, she's gonna have to come back for her sub, and they took off in their car.
She's not gonna be able to what?
Pick up her sub right now. Because they had to leave because the police were there.
Did you finally get your sub?
She did, Your Honor.
I think I got it later on that day.
She picked it up from Country Cafe and Pizza,
How
my restaurant.
Know?
I was still working.
Couple
really?
Hours
yes.
Past.
How much later?
Maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours.
I believe that's after Cody Fabroski had dropped off two people at my house to jump me with a getaway car.
But your girlfriend was still hungry. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,000. That's all. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, as our excuse, you may step out.
We live in such a small town. Once something's said, then everybody reacts to it in whole different ways.
I've known him since I was a little kid. I didn't think the situation would escalate the way it did.
He threatened me with guns, but I know he's not going to shoot me. It's East Bridgewater, Massachusetts. Nobody's going to shoot anybody.
A lot of smoke blowing, a lot of nonsense. There's really no reason for any of that to happen.
Just 20-year-old boys.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Keffer versus Aragon. Step forward.
24-year-old Jenny Keffer is suing her former roommate, 25-year-old Amber Aragon, for unpaid rent after she broke their lease and moved in with her boyfriend.
Right, Miss Aragon, I'm going to start with you. You and the plaintiff rented an apartment together. You had a lease on the apartment. It was just the two of you on the lease. So far, is that correct?
Yes.
And when did you sign that lease?
I think it was the end of December.
2012?
Yes, I believe so.
Don't ask me. It's not a question. When did you sign the lease?
January 1st, 2013.
And it was a one-year lease?
No, it was a six-month lease.
When did you move out?
May 20th.
So you moved out prior to the termination of the lease because, according to you, you couldn't afford to pay the rent anymore.
Yes.
Ms. Keffer was able to find somebody for the month of June to come in. She says that the person who she found to come in was prepared to pick up a portion of your rent for the month of June.
Mm-hmm.
So she was trying to limit your liability. And what she wants from you is your portion of the rent that was not covered by this roommate that she found on a short-term lease, which was $350, and a $50 late fee, because she said that you were really supposed to pay that rent to the rental office. You didn't, so she had to pay $400. Can I see the check for $400?
Yes.
Is there anything that you want to say to me, Miss Aragon?
Yes, I had every intention of paying the $350, but Jenny was withholding a workers' comp check. I was involved in a bad car accident on April 30th. I expressed to Jenny, I came to her and told her that I was having financial difficulties because of the car accident.
I heard that you were having financial difficulties. You still owe the $350.
Exactly.
By the way, the check here is just for $350, not a $50 late fee, so it's $350.
Exactly. So
did you move out?
I moved out on May 20th.
Did you pay the $350?
I did not because she was withholding my workers' comp check. I had no money.
Just a second. How could she be withholding it if you moved out in May?
Well, I have that it was issued June 13th, and then it had to be reissued again because I had to put a void on the check.
I want to know where June's rent was.
Where June's rent was?
Yeah, you were supposed to pay $350 for June. Why didn't you pay it?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why are you still living there?
The new roommate and I renewed our lease.
Then you owe her the security deposit.
She forfeited it when
No, she didn't. No, dear. You are incorrect.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jenny Keffer says her ex-roommate Amber Aragon broke their lease. Amber is countersuing for the return of her security deposit.
All right, Miss Aragon, did you pay for $350?
I did not because she was withholding my worker's comp check.
Your workman's comp check wasn't issued until June 13th. Rent is due the first of the month, and I'm asking you, do you have any reason, just reason, why you didn't pay on the 1st of June the $350?
Because I didn't have the financial means.
That's the answer. It's not because she was withholding your mail.
But I was,
because the check wasn't issued until after the rent was due, right?
I understand, yes.
Okay, so that's part of your counterclaim. But the reason you didn't pay her is not because she was withholding your mail. The reason you didn't pay her is because you say you didn't have the money, right?
Well, because she was withholding the check. It was just reissued after the fact.
On what date did she say, I'm withholding your check until you pay me my money?
Can I?
Look, give me the date.
On June 8th.
That's the 8th. And when is rent due?
On the 1st.
On the 1st. So you didn't pay June's rent.
But she...
You skipped out on June's rent. And when you skipped out on June's rent, where did you go?
I went to...
Where did you go to live?
At my boyfriend's
Right.
apartment.
You went to live with your boyfriend. So you owe her $350. Now, the only issue that I have with you actually, her counterclaim, the rest of the stuff is nonsense. Does she have a security deposit with you?
Well, it rolled over. She forfeited the security deposit when she signed her name off the lease.
Do you have a piece of paper saying that she forfeited her security deposit when she signed her name off the lease?
Yes.
I'd like to see it.
This is her signing her name off the lease.
I just want to see that it says she forfeits her security deposit. It says the security deposit will be retained by the landlord until possession of the property is returned to the landlord. Have you done that?
No. I still live there.
Still live there?
So I didn't get any security deposit back.
Just a second. When was your lease up?
July 1st.
Well, why are you still living there?
Because the new roommate and I renewed our lease.
Then you owe her the security deposit.
She forfeited it when
No, she didn't. No, dear. You are incorrect.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, just because you and your new roommate decided to stay on in the premises, her obligation under that lease would have terminated automatically. So you have to return her security deposit. How much did she put into the security deposit?
It was $580, and we split it. And then there's a $120 cleaning fee that the apartment automatically takes out when the lease is up. So 580 minus 120 is 460.
No. She owes you $100. You have a security deposit, you're going to get it back. Keep the apartment nice and clean. Anything else?
There's nothing as far as regarding the fact that she was withholding my check and I was late on bills and everything like that.
When did you finally get the check?
It was issued on June 13th. It came probably 3 or 4 days after that.
So you got it within 3 days?
Yeah.
So it wasn't that much trouble because you were living with your boyfriend, right?
Well, I still have to pay rent with my boyfriend.
How much rent did you have to pay with your boyfriend?
I had to pay $500.
I don't believe anything. Okay. You owe her $100. That's all. Thank you.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Well, I don't agree with the fact that I have to give her her security deposit back because we never even discussed it. I don't think that she was necessarily telling the complete truth. I did her a favor and I found someone to take over her half of the rent and she still couldn't afford to pay it. I couldn't afford it because I got in a car accident. I didn't know exactly what my financial situation was going to be like. She tried to find someone off Craigslist, but I am not about to live with some sketchy person off Craigslist. I did look on Craigslist. I did ask around and see if anybody that I knew would be able to just basically take over the complete portion of the rent.
What friendship? We're not friends.
I don't know. It was kind of out of my hands, considering I got in a car accident and I couldn't afford it. So maybe drive careful.
Choose your roommates wisely.